Almost 140,000 refugees fleeing violence have found sanctuary in the small town of Bunj, overwhelming its population of just 20,000. The refugees are living in four open areas or camps. And as Andreas Fiadome of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, explains, their presence has led to some tension.
As you can see, Bunj is a small town with very limited resources such as water, health facilities, education facilities, not adequate for the host community. And then with the refugees, this creates a bit of conflict between them, whilst the host community perceive the refugees as intruding or competing for the same limited natural resources.
The refugees started arriving from Sudan from 2012 onwards, following the outbreak of conflict between armed forces of the government of Sudan and the rebel group, the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, or SPLM-N. A 150-strong UN peacekeeping contingent, mainly from Rwanda, operates from a small base in Bunj, patrolling the roads. They provide a secure environment for the local community, refugees and humanitarian workers, a job for which the head of UNMISS, David Shearer, thanked them when he visited Bunj recently.
We appreciate the work that you are doing, both for the people of South Sudan, most importantly, but also for the United Nations and for Rwanda as well. I think Rwanda should be proud of what you're doing here on the ground.
The area has also witnessed sporadic fighting between South Sudanese government forces and opposition fighters known as the SPLA-IO. This has led to greater insecurity and instability in the region. Mr. Shearer said the peacekeepers provide an important protective presence and contribute to peacemaking efforts.
It's a crossroads for a lot of different conflicts that are happening, and that makes it very volatile. And it's also therefore makes it very important that we have our presence here and that they are able to provide some confidence to the humanitarian agencies that are working.
Grasses and crops have burst into life in Bunj following the start of seasonal rains, covering the landscape in shades of verdant green. Animals crisscross paths, peanuts are sold on the roadside. It all creates an impression of a lively and relatively comfortable village life, but tensions remain. UNHCR's Andreas Fiadome said a joint peace council has been formed by the agency and local authorities to encourage refugees and the host community to work together.
The essence of this is to ensure that the refugees and the host are together, have a common space to express their grievances, to dialogue, and then discuss whatever issues that come. It also serves as a valve, you know, for diffusing any tension that may be brewing within the two communities.
Those communities are working collaboratively. They've committed to finding peace at a local level. In the face of insecurity across the border in Sudan and the continuation of the conflict across South Sudan. Daniel Dickinson in Bunj in the far north of South Sudan.